This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, he is the man with the best gig in the game. Matt Janella is the travel insider for Golf Channel. Appears daily on Morning Drive. He came to Golf Channel after 5 years as the senior travel editor for Golf Digest and Golf World. Looking at my records, it's been almost a year since Matt's been on the program. It's a pleasure to welcome Matt Janella back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Johnny. Hard to believe it's been a year. Wow, that's impressive.
Flown by. We've seen each other a few times. You just haven't been on the show.
Right, exactly.
This is the show. This is our U.S. Open preview show, so we're talking about U.S. Opens and Pinehurst. When the U.S. Opens leave in a few weeks, they go back to being a resort. You have been everywhere. What do you like about Pinehurst?
Oh, the cradle of American golf. It is our St. Andrews. It's a place where you can go and hunker down for the duration of your stay and have more than enough golf options, more golf options than you can possibly imagine. It's got the charm of the town and the history that goes back, you know, sort of the development of the Tufts and all that they created. There's museums and food options and shops and stores and people walking and riding bikes. It's sort of all that's right with golf in America, really.
They're growing. They made an announcement earlier this week, the purchase of Pinehurst National, a Jack Nicklaus golf course. Seems to me, if memory serves me, it opened up about the same time number 8 did, so it will become Pinehurst number 9. What do you know about Pinehurst National?
I was down there when they were going through the purchase, and the only thing that I know is that they are bringing it into the fold. They think it would be a good idea. Last I spoke to them, they think that it's a good idea to make it number 9 as opposed to leaving it as national. I don't think they have really any big plans to do anything major to the golf course. I think it's going to just kind of come into the fold of the business offerings. And I've yet to play it, but next time I'm in town, I'm going to make a point of it.
And then a completely different kind of story. They've also purchased a golf course known as the Pit, and they're bringing in Core and Crenshaw for that golf course, which I think sounds exciting. Tell me what you knew about the Pit and what you know about the project.
The only thing I knew about the Pit is that it was a local favorite. A lot of people who lived around Pinehurst thought that was one of the best, you know, and most affordable, accessible public offerings. The business model never seemed to work. And I know Pinehurst bought it. They liked the land. And I know that Core Crenshaw did do a routing. There was talk of getting that, you know, getting that course built, but because of the economics right now, the business isn't dictating the need for another course, a new course to be built. I suspect that will happen. What is the definition of near future? I don't know, a year, 2 years. I would think that they break ground on what will be Pinehurst number 10. Within the next 2 years.
I had Ben on the show earlier this morning. What is it that Crenshaw and Core bring to a project that makes them so attractive?
Well, and I've spent a lot of time with both of them now, especially in the last couple of weeks, and really, you know, had the opportunity to make a trip to Cabot Cliffs, where they're building Mike Kaiser's second course at Cabot Links. And they are the perfect partnership. These two have been working together for about 26 years now. They are kindred spirits. They are soulful. They have a soulful perspective on the game. They're incredibly thoughtful. They have a very loyal and talented crew of people that work with them and for them. There's not a lot of turnover in that crew. Their philosophy within the ranks of their crew is that if someone is new to the crew, or if someone has a weakness in their abilities, whether it's making bunkers or shaping the land, the edict is to make them, everybody's responsibility is to make them as good as the as you are. If bunkers is your specialty, make everybody around you as good at building bunkers as you are. I mean, that's the philosophy that they have, and they stick to. You in Bill Core, you have a very sensible, minimalistic approach. They call him the ground whisperer. They say his specialty is routing. When some people have struggled to find 18 holes, Bill Core can find 45 different holes and then be able to sort of map it out in his head to maximize the potential of what would be the best 18 holes. Ben Crenshaw has that, comes in a lot and makes the tweaks to the golf course that maybe things that Bill didn't see. I've seen a couple examples of Bill going down the road with a particular hole and the way he's going to shape the hole, and Ben might come in and say, "Well, if you're going to tease the people with this kind of shot off the tee, it needs to be a little more soft, a little more subtle, so people actually go for that. Otherwise, people are never going to, people are never going to even take that risk. If you're going to create a risk reward, you got to make the risk a little more inviting." Ben is the accomplished golfer. Bill is a very good golfer, played for about a year at Wake Forest, and knows the game. But I think Ben brings that sensibility that the elite golfer gets, that real low handicapper. Bill is playing more towards the 15 to 20 handicapper, but they both have something in common, and that is they believe the golf experience, the golf course, should be fun. People should want to come back to play, and that's why their courses are so popular. In addition to that, they are very selective about who they work with and what kind of property they work with. They're not just taking jobs because they want the money. They're taking jobs, and they've always treated this business as a hobby, and that's been another key to their success. They don't look at it as a business. It's a hobby to them, and they don't have a bad course in their portfolio.
We are talking with Matt Ginella, the travel insider for Golf Channel. It would seem that hosting majors is now an essential part of the Pinehurst business model. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, I think there's a great relationship there between Pinehurst and the USGA. Pinehurst fills that need, the geographical need, for the USGA in that particular area. I don't think you're going to see USGA going away from Pinehurst anytime soon. I think it's going to be one of those courses like Oakmont and Pebble Beach that are Wingfoot or that are going to be regular options going forward as sort of a loose U.S. Open rota, like the British Open has their rota of courses.
The growth at Pinehurst, is this a fair question, Matt? Is there a bit of abandoned dunes influence on major golf resorts in this country?
Is there abandoned dunes influence on major golf resorts in this country?
Has abandoned dunes kind of reinvigorated the golf resort to kind of tell golf resorts, hey, it can be done?
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt. When you have what I consider the number one golf destination being developed in 15 years on the southwest coast of Oregon, which is incredibly hard to get to. When you have someone like Mike Kaiser have so much success so fast, I think it leaves the rest of the golf industry pondering to themselves, what have we done wrong? What are we doing wrong, and how can we do it better? I know for a fact that, you know, leaders of Pinehurst have made trips to Bandon Dunes and have taken, you know, thoughts and ideas from Bandon Dunes to back to Pinehurst. I know that Mike Kaiser took thoughts and ideas from Pinehurst to Bandon Dunes. I think, you know, gone are the days of people feeling like they have all the answers. If you're going to have an ego and shut yourself off to the world of successes and failures that are happening in the golf industry, well, then you're going to fail. Because there's too much information being shared. There's too many options for the avid amateur. The world is flat. We can get anywhere we want to relatively easy. And we are spoiled. We are going to where we can get good value. And that's relatively speaking. Whatever your value is different from maybe my value or your listeners' values. It will vary from person to person. But what each person has figured out by now, with all the information that's being shared, we know what good value is. We're going to where we are going to get a good experience, or we're not going back.
He is Matt Ginella, the Travel Insider for Golf Channel. I always appreciate the time. Matt, I know you're busy. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it, John. Always a pleasure.